We're on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Somer Ababa. Now we're on the top of Yud Gimel Dalet Amud. Moshal Zachashverish Haman Lamad Over Dome. Right, what it says that Achashverish Haman offered Achashverish Aseres Halach and Kikar Kesef, and Achashverish said Hakesef Nasum Lach, keep your money and do what you want. So Moshal Zachashverish Haman Lamad Over Dome. The Shnei Bnei Adam LeEchad Hayav Otel B'Sof Sadeo. One had a big mound of earth in his field. LeEchad Hayav Al Charitz B'Sof Sadeo. The other one had a ditch. Bal Charitz Omar Miitein Mitel Zeh B'Domim. So the one who had the ditch was looking for something to fill it up with. So he said, "With the person with the mound, sell me the earth so I can fill up my ditch." Bal Hatel Omar Miitein Micharitz Zeh B'Domim. Right, and the one who had the mound said, "Where can I find some place to throw my dirt to fill up a?" To fill up a ditch with the dirt. After a while, they got met each other. So the Bal Haritz said to the Bal Hatel, "Sell me your earth." I'm looking for somebody to take it off my hands for free. Halavai, somebody should take it. Rashi, Marshal Achashverosh Haman, Kolomar, Yesh Lilmod Achashverosh Sha'at B'Daito Hayol Hashmidim. We can learn Achashverosh also wanted to destroy the Yidden. That's why he told Haman, keep the money. I've been looking for somebody to do the dirty work. So we always explain that from Isa there was a difference of how Haman looked at Yidden and how Achashverosh. Achashverosh saw us as a tail, right? And we always explain that's how the Avodah Zorah see us, as an entity that bothers them. And the Amalekim, which is Haman, sees us as a nothing, as a chriz, as an empty hole. Right? The Amalekim relate to us with bittel. That's what we're about to them. And the Avdei Avodah Zorah relate to us with sina, kina, whatever it may be, but because we're something, that's what bothers them. And Amalek considers us nothing. Okay. Vayosra Melech es Tabato, it's going on in the Megillah, Achashverosh took off his ring. Omre Ba'aba Bar Kahana Gedola Hasoras Tabas Yosu Me'arboim Shmona Nadiyin V'Sheva Nadiyosh and Sabon Yisrael. When Achashverosh took off his ring, it made more of an effect than 48 Nadiyim and 7 Nadiyos. And even though it wasn't Achashverosh just taking off the Tabas, which is the main Sora, it was the Gzera. But the Gzera, they felt that Achashverosh is not going to honor it. But when Achashverosh gave them over into the hands of Haman, he could do whatever he wants, then it became clear that this is a serious gezeirah. So that's what made the impression on him. Shekulan lo echzir lemutav, all these Nevi'im didn't have the same effect that Achashverosh taking off his ring had. The ilu asoros tabas echzir lemutav. Lachzir lemutav, shegozru aleim tanios l'tshuva, they started fasting and doing tshuva, kedechsid tzomu v'chi umispeid, sakva efer yitzol rabin. Tan Rabbanan, Arboim Shmona Nevi'im V'Sheven Nevi'os Nisnabelim Yisrael. There were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os that were Nisnabe for Klal Yisrael. V'lo Pichsu V'lo Hosiru Amashikos Torah. They didn't detract or add anything to the Torah. Chutz Mikra Megillah. The only thing they added was Mikra Megillah, and that was what's it called? They added a mitzvah from the Rabbanan, even though there are a lot of mitzvahs of the Rabbanan, but this one was mamash written in Kislei HaKodesh. It became part of Tanakh. So that was an addition. My Dorish, what did they Dorish to make this addition? Omra Pchia Bar Oven, Omra B'Yeshua Ben Korcha, Umame Avdus L'Cheirus Amrin Nishira, Mimisa L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. Right? If from Avdus L'Cheirus in Mitzrayim we said Shira, surely from Mavis L'Chaim. Ihochi Halon Amin, if that's the case, you say Halon Purim. Right? If he say Ein Omrim Halon, Nesha B'Chutz Laretz. One reason we don't say Halon Purim is because the Nesh happened in Chutz Laretz. And you don't say Halal on the Nesha B'Chutz Laretz. Well, it says Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nesha B'Chutz Laretz, Heichi Amrin Nishira. And I said we say Halal for Yitzias Mitzrayim, that happened in Chutz Laretz. Kedetanya, Ad Shalom Nichnasu Yisrael Le'eretz, Huch Shiru Kol Arotzes Lomar Shira. Before Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, any nation, any land was fit to say Halal on. Mishenichnu Yisrael Le'eretz, once we went into Eretz Yisrael, Lo Huch Shiru Kol Arotzes Lomar Shira. Then all the other lands became parcel, and only Nisim that happened in Eretz Yisrael can you say Halal for it. And Tosus and Sukkah, we learn, says that there's another condition. It has to be a Nes that happened to Rove of Klal Yisrael in order to say Halal for that Nes. Rav Nachman Omer Kreisa Zuhi Liva. Rav Nachman says, no, we do say Hallel on Purim through the Megillah. The Megillah is in place of Hallel. And therefore, the Meiri says that if for some reason you can't read the Megillah on Purim, you have to say Hallel. It's only because we say the Megillah that we don't say Hallel. But if you don't read the Megillah, and other Achronim, Rishonim say not like that. That Lamaisa, once there was no Takona of Hallel and Megillah took its place, then Hallel is bottled completely. And even if there's no Megillah, you don't say Hallel on Purim. Rava Amar Bishloma Hosom Hallelu Abdi Hashem Velo Abdi Aparo. Elohocha Hallelu Abdi Hashem Velo Abdi Achashvero Shakati Abdi Achashvero Shanon. Hallel we don't say. The Megillah we say Al Pirsumei Nisa, and that has a din of Shira. Right, fine. But Hallel you only say when you can say Halleluka Hallelu Abdi Hashem. So Mikora Abdi the Paro, now we're Abdi Hashem. But the Achashverish we remained Abdi Achashverish even after the Nes. Okay. See? Chutzu Nikra Megillah, the Intoma Ner Chanukah, Lamaisa they also added Ner Chanukah, Kfar Poskul HaNeviim. That wasn't from the Neviim. That was purely Divrei Sofrim. That was a Beis Din. A lot of mitzvahs the Rabbanan added. But here it was added by Neviim. There were Neviim in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So that's what it says. There were 48 Neviim, 7 Neviyos. No one, not one of them added anything except for Mikra Megillah. But other things based in the Rabbanan added. Avol bimei Mordechai hayu chagi zechariah v'malachi. Me'avdus l'cherus b'yitzias Mitzrayim omu shira l'yam. Halo nomi neima shehi shira. Hachi garsina marova bishlama hasam velo avdei paro shari cheres yotzu. Akati avdei achashverish anan velo nigolu elemen hamisa. They weren't saved from galus. They still were in galus. They were still avdei achashverish. They just were saved from death. So Mar says, bein l'rova bein l'rov nachmen kasha. Right, l'maisa is a kasha. Why Rashi bein l'rova domer l'hochi lo amrin halil. Akati avdei achashverish avu. V'lav hochi amrinon. Right. Lamaisa Bain the Rav Nachman Domer Kriyas Megillah B'Makom Hallel, right? It's a kasha. What's it called? How could you say Hallel? It's mashal from them that if it wouldn't be for the fact that we still would have been avodim for Achashverosh, or the fact that we have a Megillah that takes the place of Hallel, right? You'd have to say Hallel for the Nes that happened in Chutz Laretz. And Lamaisa, it says that we don't say Hallel on Nisim that happened in Chutz Laretz. What are they going to do with that price? For Tanya Mishenichnus La'aretz. The Brisa says the Feirish that once you came into Eretz Yisrael, right? No, you can't. Don't say Hallel on any Nes in Chutz Laretz. And from Rav Nachman and Ravitz Mashma, they would have said Hallel on that Nes. Where it says Kivin Shigalu Chazur Lechshev Marishal. No, and they hold that once you went into Galus, it went back to the original status that you could say Hallel on even on Nesim of Chutz Laretz. And some say that it's totally in that Shaila whether Kedusha Rishon, the Kidshul Shaita, the Kidshul Asid Lava, when they left Eretz Yisrael, was the Kedusha Sa'aretz Bottle, then Eretz Yisrael became like all other Arotos. And then all lands became equal for Hallel. Or no, the land, the Kedusha still remained, and therefore Eretz Yisrael is still different than Shara Arotos, even though it went to Golos. The Suleka, there's no other, what's it called, Neviim, besides these 48, and Rashi is going to list who they are in a second. Vaksiva he ish echod mein haromasayim tzofi, right? What's it called? Elkanah was min haromasayim tzofim. And what does that mean? Tzofim echod min masayim tzofim shin snabul hemli Yisrael, right? One of the 200 neviim that in that period were menabe. So there was much more than 48 neviim. There was 200. Where says mihavi tuvahavi. There was more than a million Neviim. We're talking now about the Nevuos that were needed for all Doros and are recorded. There are 48 of them. But any Nevuah that wasn't needed for Doros, a Navi that wasn't sent with a specific mission, and his Nevuah was written down somewhere for posterity, those are not the ones that we're counting. We're counting only the ones that were written for posterity. And therefore, we'll see that the Avos aren't considered in this list. Because they never had Nevuos that were written down per se for posterity. They had other things done with them, but not Nevuos that they had. And we'll see some of the Avos here. Well, not the Imahos, not the Avos. The Avos are counted. The Imahos aren't counted. Rivka, Shiloh Rivka was a Nevi or not. She went to Shem Ve'eva. She called her known on her own. She was a Nevi'ah. Some say Rivka wasn't a Nevi'ah. Some say that all the Imos were Nevi'os, but not their Nevu'ah wasn't, they never were Menabe, something that was written down for posterity. Okay. See Rashi. Huchshu Beidur of Nachman. The Omer Kriyas Megil Makam Ha'al. Huchshu Sharos is Lomar Shira. Al Ney Samor Elohim. Right, they hold that once we went into Gaulis, again you could say Halal on any Nais in anywhere in the world. The Sulek on Nevi'im, there's no other Nevi'im besides 48 and 7. Nevu'ah Shutzrach Ledoros, Lilmod Teshuvah Ohorah. What were the Nevi'ahs for? They weren't to tell us mitzvahs. They were to teach us either Teshuvah, that's what the Nevi'im did, or Horah, or they taught us mitzvahs that already were given, and were Baal Peh, and they came now and told us that how to keep them or whatever. Not new halachas, but horah, to guide us into doing what already was written. Bechol hanach memches hutzrichu. And all these 48 lemaisa gave nevuas that were needed for all times. V'halachas gedolos menuyim yiseder olam. In the halachas gedolos, he quotes the seder olam of who they were. And the Gra has a different listing over here, but this is the listing we have from the seder olam. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yoshua, Pinchas, Vayal, Malach, Hashem, Min HaGilgal, El HaBochim, Ze Pinchas, Vayovo, Isho, Elokim, El Eli, Ze Elkona, Eli, Shmuel, Gad, Noson, David, Shlomo, Ido, Korah, El HaMizbeah, Pavezeel, Michayohu, Ben Yamla, Bimei Achov, Ovadia, Achia, Hashiloni, Yehu, Ben Hanani, Bimei Asa, Azariah ben Odeid, Chaziel, Mibnei Matanya, Eliezer ben Dodo, Mimorisha, Kulam bimei Yoshafat, Bedivrei Hayomim, Uvimei Yeravam ben Yoash, Hoshea v'Amos, Uvimei Yosa, Micha, Hamorshosi, Uvimei Amatzia, Amots, Amots, Omer Lamatzia, Madua Dorashta, Elohei Adom, that we find that he gave this Nevuah, Ve'Eliyahu, Ve'Elisha, Ve'Yonah ben Amita, Yishayahu, Bimei Menashe, Yoel Nochum Chabokuk, Bimei Yoshia, Svanya Uriah, Mikiryas Yorin, Yirmiya Begola, Yechezkel Daniel, Bishnas Bezid Ayovish, Baruch Ben Neria, Sarya, Machsia, Chagi, Zecharia, Malachi, Umordechai Balsha, the Seder Olam. Those are all the 48 Nevi'im. Ve'al Daniel, Amrin Le'el, Inhu Nevi'e, Ve'ilonovi. And this Shita holds that Daniel was not a Navi. Not he just wasn't a Navi that it was sent, he wasn't a Navi Bechlau. Ela Atik Daniel, and according to that, Daniel is taken out of the list. The Ayel Shmaya. Shomer L'Rechovan Al Talu Val Telochamu Im Acheichem B'nei Yisrael. Shmaya is instead of Daniel, and Rashi says Shnayim Lo Yodati, and two I don't know. From the 48, there's two that are still missing. The Groa has a whole different list. If you look on the side, if you have Agos Agroa, he says, in Seder Olam, it doesn't consider Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They're not encountered in as Nevi'im. And it could be because, again, they're Nevu'ah, even though Avram Avinu had a Nevu'ah, Yadoah, Keda, Kigeria, Zaracha, but that's in the Torah. The Torah records it. It wasn't recorded as Nevi'is. It was recorded as Torah. So Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov are not included. Moshe, V'Aaron. So who is what's it called? Eli, Shlomo, Neria, Machsia. All those are not counted. The Choshevim Komam Gimel B'nei Korach, Asaph, Haman, Eson, V'Yedusun, V'Zachariah HaKohen, V'Daniel, right? Kilo Choshev Memchas Nevi'im, Rak Achar Mos Moshe. The reason these aren't counted, says the Gra, is because the Nevi'im are only after Moshe Rabbeinu, not those that preceded Moshe Rabbeinu. Afshan Nevi'im Choshev, even though they're considered Nevi'im, Kilohayu Rak Vov, V'chein Neriyu Machsiyo Lo Nichtevu Nevi'osam, that's why they're not counted, V'lo Nikru Nevi'im, V'chein Eliyu Shlomo, right? And he says, who are the extra two? Hanani and Odeh. That's what the Gra says. Why Rashi didn't count them is not clear. Okay.
The Gra argues that in Seder
Olam? No, he says he has different gears than Seder Olam. Seder Olam has different gears. The Halachas Gedolos quoted the Seder Olam like this, but in the actual Seder Olam is a different gears.
Yosef is not included.
What?
Yosef, who accepted out the dreams, the foretold.
Yeah, that wasn't the Vias. That was their dreams. That was okay. Okay. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, we're going back now to the Pasuk of Ramasayim Tzofim. Adam Haba Mishtei Ramos Shetzofo Zu Ezu. Ramosayim Tzofim, the simple meaning is he came from a peak that overlooked two peaks, came from a place, a Rama, that overlooked two lookout places. Rashi? No, Rashi, okay. Rabbi Chanan Omar Adam Habom Ibnei Adam Shomdim Barumo Shal Olam. Shmuel, yeah? No, Elkanah. Right. He descended from people who were omed barumo shel olam. They stood in the heights of the world. Umani, who were those people? Bnei Korach. Yosivu, Bnei Korach lo mesu. The children of Korach that survived the whole machlokas and sided with Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't die, and they were people shomdim barumo shel olam. Tana mishum Rabbeinu, mokom nisbatzel and begehenim vomdu alav. They were mahara b'tshuva, and they got a high place in Gehenim. Okay, seven Nevios maninu. Who are the seven Nevios? Right? The Gemara doesn't say who are the 48 Nevi'im, because it's too long. But the seven Nevios we could mention. Sara, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, the Esther. Okay, Rashi, Nisbatzer lohem, Loshen Gavoa, Kamo Betsuros b'shamayim. They had a high place in Gehenim. Okay, so these are the seven Nevios, and even though the Gra says they don't count anybody before Moshe Rabbeinu, but here Sarah is counted or whatever. So by the Nevi'im, right, they didn't want to make the list longer. So they said 48. But here there's only seven, so you count all of them that could possibly be. But doesn't count Rivka, Rachel, Leah, there, even if they count all the Imos were not Nevi'os. Miriam, okay. Sarah Dixiv, how do you know Sarah was a Nevi'ah? It says Avi Malkov, Avi Yiska. And here's one raya that Ruach HaKodesh is Nevi'us. We have always a shaila whether Ruach HaKodesh is Nevi'us. Here it's mashma that Ruach HaKodesh and Nevi'us is the same thing. Or, could be, that Sarah first got the madreig of Ruach HaKodesh, which wasn't Nevi'us, but Nestaba, that after that she graduated to the madreig of Nevi'us. Shenemar, Kol Asher Tomar Elecho Sarah Shema Bekola. Right, listen to her because she speaks Baruch HaKodesh. Dover Acher, the Loma Nikroshma Yiska, Dover Acher, Yiska, Shakol Sochim Beyopia. Everybody, what's it called, Kveld, they looked, and Sochim means that they were, what's a good word? I don't know. It means to look, but it doesn't mean just looked at her beauty. They were enraptured with her beauty. Miriam dechsiv atikach Miriam hanevia achos Aaron says Mefarish Miriam hanevia below achos Moshe, she wasn't Moshe's sister. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav shoysa mishnaba she achos Aaron, she her nevua first came before Moshe was born. Omeris atida imi shetelid ben shoshias Israel b'shosh she nolad mishmalik kol abayis kulo ora Amar davia v'noshka rosha. So her father kissed her on the head, right? Amar lo biti nishkayim nevua sayach, your nevua is Niskayan, that my wife's going to have somebody that's going to be Moshiach Yisrael. You see the house filled up with light. The Kivan Shoy Shlich Ol Yor, Omad Aviyah V'Tov Karosha. And when she was thrown into the Yor, her father hit her on the head. V'Omer Lo, Biti Heicha Nevuah Sayach, where's your Nevuah? Obviously it was bought. Hainu Dixi, V'Tei Tatsa V'Achoso, Meirocho G'Ledeya, L'Das, Maya B'Sof Nevuah. So she wanted to see what's going to be the end of her Nevuah. There's another girsa that says that her mother hit her on the head after he was thrown into the Nile, not the father. Rashi, kishehi achos Aaron v'adayin l'nolid Moshe. She had a nevuah before Moshe was born, about his birth. Devora v'chsivu, Devora isha nevuah, eishes lapidos. It says the fairy, isha nevuah, my eishes lapidos, shoysa osa psilos l'mikdash. Her husband used to make wicks for the light in the mikdash. The hiyoshev is tachas tomer. Why was she sitting under a palm tree? Maishno tachas tomer. Amrav Shimon ben Avishol mishum yichud. Tomer is a big tree, so a lot of people sitting there. That she, when people came to ask her advice, they wouldn't be miyachid with her. Dover acher ma tomer ze ein lo ela lev echad. Apisol shabos odor lo hayulahem ela lev echad lavim shoshamay. A tomer only has one heart. Right? What is it called? Heart of palm. The most trees have the place where the sap is the what's it called? There's a word for that. It's called the inside the bark. There's a soft part with all the capillaries of the water goes through that part of the tree.
Cambrium?
Who? Cambrium? Yeah. I don't, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Could be. Exactly what I was thinking. In any case, there is a word for it. In a palm tree, it's only the trunk that has that. It doesn't go into the leaves. Leaves are a different kind of leaves altogether. But in other trees, in all the branches also have that same core. So here there's only lev echad. There's only one lev. It doesn't branch out into other levavos. Chana dechsiv, vatispal ulchana, right? Chana was mispal, vatomer olatz libi bashem, roma karni bashem. Right? So roma karni, velo roma pachi, what mean rom? Only my horn, not my pach. David and Shlomo shenim shil bekerem, she was menabe, that David and Shlomo would be anointed with a keren, the oil would be in a horn, nimshecho malchuson. So their malchus was nimshech. Right? It had the power of a keren. Shol v'yehu, shenimshech b'pach, but shol and yehu. The oil by them was in a pach. Pach is klicheres. Klicheres can't do any harm. It's not that if you have klicheres that breaks on Shabbos, you're not allowed to clean up the pieces because they're not sharp. Glass that breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to clean up the pieces because they're sharp and dangerous. So they were nimshech b'pach, lo nimshecho malchus. Their malchus didn't have the strength of what a malchus is supposed to be. So if you see, she was menabe, what was going to be in the future. Ein kodesh Hashem kein biltecho, this is also part of Chana's tefillah, and even though Tosa says it could have brought from the whole parasha's nevuah. There's nevuahs there on Sanchorev, Nevuchunetzer, Haman, in tefillah's Chana, but it brought from the beginning, from the first part of it. That's all. But in Echonami, the whole part was nevuah, not just that. Okay. Ein kodesh Hashem kein biltecho, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Menashe, al tikrei biltecho eli levaloscha. Nothing is to swallow up your work. By a person, his work, remains after he's gone. Right? It succeeds him. This is what we're looking for.
Outlaw.
What?
Outlaw.
Outlives him. Outlasts him. Okay, good. It outlasts him. That was the English translation. It outlasts him. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevala maisi yodav. The Ribbono Shel Olam outlasts his maisim. The ain tzur kelokeinu, right? And there's no tzur, no rock like God. Ain tzayur kelokeinu. So we have this word in brachas that there's no artist like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Adam tzar tzur agabe koso veino yochol hatul baruch neshama. Kirbayim ubnei me'ayim. Person makes a picture. He can't put in even the physical inside, surely not a neshama. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzar tzura b'sof tzuru matul baruach neshama kirbayim v'me'ayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam makes a form and fills it with a physical inside and a spiritual inside. And we said from Shagor Feivel Mendelovich, a different shot in Ein Tzayir Kelokeinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is painting an intricate picture and it's very difficult to see what the picture is going to look like when you're in the middle. In the middle, it's not obvious. You have to wait till you see the whole picture, looking back, and you understand what every line is. Abigail dechsiv, v'hoya hiro cheves ala chamor, v'yoredes b'seser ahar, b'seser ahar min ahar nivayle. Now she's going towards the mountain, she's going from the mountain. Omarava bar Shmuel al iske dam habo min astorim. Now she came to ask David a shayla on what's it called, on dam nida. Not la dam v'herosolo. She took the dam and she showed it to David. She came to save her husband. But by the way, she came to ask him a shayla in Dam Nida. Omar Lo, so he said to her, V'chimar in Dam Balayla, right, it's at night now, right, you don't show Maros Dam in at night, right, and it's at a time when they were mavkin between all the different shades of red, you couldn't see a Mara at night. Bizman Azeh, where we're not mavkin between shades of red. If it's red or black, it's no good, and anything else is okay, so we are no way to see in artificial light Maros also. Under most circumstances. Amra lo, so she said to him, V'chidon edin nefashas b'layla, you were don my husband, Lamisa b'layla. You do that, right? Amar lo, moreid b'malchus, Morid b'malchus. Velo tzorich l'midayne. He's a morid b'malchus. I don't need to be done him in a Sanhedrin, which can't be done at night. A melech can kill anybody he wants if he's a morid b'malchus, and for that can be done even at night. Rashi. Kishihi achos aram. Okay. Mishilos l'mikdash, mishkan shilom. The mikdash didn't exist in that time, in O'Connor's time, in Devorah's time, but it was mishkan shilom. That was a mikdash. Yishum yichud shugavoa ve'en lo tzeil. Right, the palm tree doesn't have any shade, and it's very tall. It's not comfortable to sit there and gab. So when they came, Tosa says to Mishpat, weren't afraid that people would just come to speak to the voter. When they came to be judged in front of her, she was a judge. When they came for advice, nevuah, so then it wasn't comfortable to sit there and be over on Yichud. Le'vechot sraf yeshlo kamo ilan. It has sap, like other trees. Aval ein lo ba nofra, ela begizu al pnei kol govo. The sap, which goes through whatever that was, Chagi said, the phloem? Phloem. Okay. Where'd you look it up? On what? You carry one, I thought, you know, I just happened to have acid by you. Okay. So it has phloem and sap, but only in the trunk, not in the branches. Roma karni velo roma pachi zui nivasa. That was a nevuah, that the one who was nimshach bekeren, the malchus would remain, and the ones that were nimshach bepach not. The Mashiach as David and Shlomo ksiv keren hashemen. Mashiach as shol v'yehu ksiv pach hashemen. The chiroim dam b'layla shenemer im asher v'novel ad or haboker mashtim bekir. David said that novel, he wouldn't give his soldiers food, so he made a nether that he won't see daylight. They kill him, he won't have a male around by the time day comes. Mashmamino David Belaila. He's talking at night. The Chimarin Dam Belaila in Tomei El Tohar. Halotzorich lahavchin Marioso im Mehe Dom Matmeim Beisho. You have to be mavchin if it's from the five kinds of red that are Tomei or a different kind of red. And that you can't do at night, even artificial light. The Chidon and Dinin Apostles Belaila. Vokshiv Dinu Laboker Mishpat. Ukshiv Ahoka Usam Lashem Neged Hashamesh. So you're not done Dinin Apostles at night. Okay.